You're listening to WBAP 570 in Fort Worth. We have canceled our regular programs in order to keep you informed on developments concerning the assassination of President of the United States, John F. Kennedy.
Those observations will be coming to us after day dawns of Saturday. How about some observations from another man of the ABC News team? We take you now to Chicago and Paul Harvey.
Good evening, Americans. We are just never ready for this kind of thing in this country. We deplore the hotheads elsewhere in the world who change governments with guns, but we try to ignore the fact that now four of our own presidents have been cut down by assassins. It had been such a tremendous welcome at the Dallas airport and all along the parade route that Mrs. Kennedy, who had become perhaps his greatest political asset, turned to her husband and said, "You can't say Dallas wasn't friendly to you." Moments later, in the back seat of that open car, she cradled her husband's bleeding head in her arms, saying, "Oh, no, oh, no." Top speed, it was still 5 minutes to Parkland Hospital. Mrs. Kennedy did not collapse, no hysteria. When she entered the hospital, her chic fuchsia suit was covered with her husband's blood. President Kennedy, within 30 minutes, was dead from a bullet in his brain. It is for us that one must grieve tonight. For a generation which has so refined its intellect that it can split atoms and communicate with the moon, and yet remains at the mercy of its own undisciplined emotions. If the world is one day destroyed, it'll come just like this, you know. It'll not be the H-bomb that did it. It'll be the greed or the fear or the hate that set it off. Paul Harvey.